A Juneau man who lost both legs and an arm in a farm accident spoke at a public hearing against the bill. Kent Koutsagaris told legislators that lawsuits are sometimes the only way to force needed changes in badly designed equipment.
The manufacturer of this corn picker was aware that hundreds of farmers like me had been caught in their machines over the years. Yet the manufacturer never seriously considered putting emergency stop on the machine itself.
Koutsagaris says he might not have gotten money for his farm accident if the proposed law were in place. That's because many farmers can't afford new equipment, and the bill puts a 15-year time limit on product liability. It further protects manufacturers by preventing lawsuits of obviously dangerous products like fireworks. James Buchan of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce supports this provision, along with one that increases the burden of proof for consumers who argue a product is poorly designed.
For example, if you cut your finger off in a lawnmower, you'd have to, and you want to sue, you'd have to be able to show that there's some reasonable alternative design to a spinning blade.
Under the bill, retailers would be spared lawsuits. Buchan says this would protect sellers who are unfairly drawn in as deep corporate pockets. An attorney who handles asbestos cases says such protection comes at the expense of consumers. Jill Rakowski says sellers should share the blame for marketing products they often know are bad.
In my cases, the sellers are the ones with the most knowledge of the hazards many times. They're the ones that are seeing their own workers get sick.
Another attorney making a case against the bill says it's simply not needed. Lynn Laufenberg says while the number of corporations suing other corporations may be high in Wisconsin, the number of consumers who sue is low.
There were 85 product liability cases filed in the state of Wisconsin in 2001.
This is less than 0.5% of all civil cases in the state filed that year. But corporate attorney James Matthews says the state needs to think ahead if it's going to protect companies from a flurry of future lawsuits.
Rather than when you have a crisis and try to push legislation through without the time to think about it and evaluate it.
Lawyers are lined up on both sides of the issue. Same goes for lawmakers. Unions and consumer groups are against changes in Wisconsin's product liability law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.